For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Great to have you with us all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. This Cyber Monday, and we're taking just a quick little mini poll on how many of you have given up on going to the mall, you know, Black Friday and getting up at, you know, 4 a.m. and taking your sister-in-law and your brother-in-law and the kids. And you go and you get a flat-screen TV for $100 or something really crazy. How many of you are actually giving up on brick-and-mortar stores and doing Cyber Monday? Which, by the way, Cyber Monday actually began, I think, last Wednesday. I saw a lot of retailers were having huge, huge sales. Let's find out. Savvy shopper that she is. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America Pack. Joining us in studio, no less. In fact, I'm going to ask you to use this microphone. We kind of changed up the... We had to change up the...
Changing the furniture.
We had one microphone that kind of went out, so we're using the other microphone.
Okay.
Okay. So are you a Cyber Monday type of lady, or are you... let's go do brick and mortar. Let's do Black Friday.
Oh, heck no. No. I'm an online.
On Friday?
I started my Black Friday shopping like Tuesday because they were having sales early online. Yeah. Macy's was having an amazing sale. So I did a lot of shopping at Macy's this year. I'm pretty much done. It was done.
Every year, the numbers change of people that have given up on brick and mortar stores. I mean, we see Sears closing a bunch of stores, Kmart, all kinds of different retailers are saying, this brick-and-mortar thing isn't working. Are we going to see the day in the next couple of years when a lot of these brick-and-mortar stores just go away?
I maybe think smaller-scaled stores. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, some of these, you either have, like, the super-uper Target, right, which sells everything from food to diapers to
clothes.
Yeah, I mean, everything. I mean, you can't. And then you also have the super Walmart. So those kind of guys are kind of taking over a really big space. And so do we need, you know, a 90,000 square foot clothing store? You know, maybe it's more downscale and boutique. You know, shopping for clothing is a little bit hard online because you need to know how it fits. You know, you could lose weight, you could gain weight. But it's just so much overhead in some of that. Even Neiman Marcus is looking at a bad year as well in closing stores. So it's not necessarily where the wealth is. I think it's just the amount of overhead and how much online shopping people are doing.
You've seen and every year now we see that footage on Friday of people with fisticuffs.
Who wants to get trampled?
Yeah, and people
for 5 cents.
Literally, the store employee having to get up on a desk. Right. So she's not trampled.
I mean, can we call it civilized Black Friday and then see who shows up? You know, like have a modicum of decorum, right? Just a modicum. You know, I'm not asking for you'd be in a
be on your best behavior.
Yeah,
but you know,
how about we not trample people and then get into punching matches over? You know, but I remember when I was growing up. Remember the Cabbage Patch doll?
Yeah.
Okay, women were slugging it out over that towel. I mean, they were just going nuts. And so has it really changed? No. I guess people will fight over the best deal possible. I just prefer to get it online.
I saw, and this goes back, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years, went to Fashion Show Mall.
On Black Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Just because,
and you're here to talk about it.
Just because I was hanging out with somebody that said, hey, let's go. And I said, okay. And I saw in the handbag section of women, many of them from foreign countries because they weren't speaking English, and they weren't speaking Spanish either, but they were Asian, and they were literally putting purses, uh-huh, like Coach purses, like real upper end purses,
right,
on their arms like this,
all the way from the shoulder to the wrist,
from the shoulder to the wrist, and then checking out with, 25 handbags.
Well,
but it was a feeding frenzy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going like,
I just don't want any part of it. I don't, I really don't like crowds. I'm a little claustrophobic in that way.
Yeah.
So when you see me, like you saw me the other night, I'm usually towards the back of the room and not in, the kerfuffle.
And by
or at least
the way,
I try not to be in the kerfuffle.
And by the way, speaking of last week and kerfuffles, there were a few kerfuffles.
Good Lord have mercy.
This was the Clark County Republican Party, mm-hmm, had their election for chairman.
Yeah, very important election.
And it was an important election. Mm-hmm. The term's only going to be about 6 months because we're going to have another election, the regular election.
In June,
in July.
Or July, okay.
And so this was the election to name somebody for 6 months. Which is fine.
Yeah.
6-7 months, it's fine.
That should be enough time to see if he raises money.
Kind of like an audition.
Right, exactly.
And there were three candidates, Eddie Hamilton, mm-hmm, Pat Casal, and Dave St. Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave St. Jack won.
Yep.
He had like 97 votes, and he won by like 30...
I think 37 votes.
Yeah, 37 votes over Pat Casal.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Hamilton had 10,
mm-hmm,
so he wouldn't have made a difference either way. But there was some passion in that room.
Yeah.
Yee.
Yikes.
I mean, people were going after you.
Yeah, sure were.
I mean,
it was interesting, the people that were going after me too. Very interesting.
What have you ever done to deserve that?
It comes through guilt by association. I mean, I heard you wrote or said something about, I didn't even know who this woman was. I mean, never met her. But because, I record for 5 minutes a week in Rob Lauer's studio, people make all jump to these conclusions and assumptions and then label me accordingly. It's interesting. I said I left the sandbox in kindergarten. I wasn't planning on re-entering it. I've got much bigger fish to fry, and I'm not going to get involved in the drama. And there was so much drama. But, it's obviously, part of being passionate. But I did get a chance to speak. And I was glad to hear that the new chairman doesn't believe that voter fraud is a myth and is going to work with Jim Marchant on some things. And even from a legal standpoint, I hope to see that. I actually was contacted by the Vice Secretary of State via email before I even got home. And Wayne Thorley, and he sent me an email and said, I understand that you might have, some evidence of... I don't know, election integrity or whatever he called it, and that he just said, could you send me over that address with the 15 registered voters at it? This address is in Northeast, I think, Las Vegas, and from the looks of it, I mentioned this before, I actually brought the picture to the meeting and had put it up on a poster board so people could pass it around and see it. It's a two-bedroom, one-bathroom shack with a, and shack actually is probably not a good enough word. Maybe perhaps on the streets of Honduras you could find a nicer place. A two-bedroom, one-bath shack with 15 registered people at it. And I guess there's a bus that's parked outside that has curtains on it. So maybe most of them live in there.
Wow.
So he wanted the names and the address. And I said, you'll get them sooner or later. I believe he can't even find them. I mean, supposedly they're in charge of the rolls and we found it. So nonetheless, I have an investigator again, same guy, Lenny Davis, looking at all of the data that the best people in the world are sending to me. And I mean that with all sincerity, because what people are doing on their own time and their own dime because of their very love of this country, and they want to protect our voices. What they've done and what they've sent are volumes of information that should be of everyone's concern. So I really don't care if someone wants to come up and get in my face at a Clark County meeting. Like I said, I have bigger fish to fry.
Have you ever, or have you ever had your investigator knock, knock, knock on somebody like that's door that you know?
I'm not going to talk about an ongoing investigation, Kevin.
Whoa, James Comey. James Comey.
Right.
I like
it. It will
that.
Be all put into an investigative brief.
Okay.
That investigative brief will be given to the appropriate people. And that's what I did, I thought, the last time. But last time, you know, Wayne and Barbara at the time didn't want anything to do with it. Now all of a sudden they do. And the FBI never opened an investigation. The FBI office in Clark County never opened an investigation, and the evidence we gave them, and we still have it. So, you know, all we're going to do is basically look at the new evidence, create an addendum, and have a nice big body of evidence.
I have always said if there's a smoking gun that we can go to a district court judge, is it something you could take to a judge?
Actually, I would take it immediately to a lawyer and have the lawyer file an injunction. And then, yeah, that's going to end up in front of a judge. But, you know, what we've seen here, and I've talked to many people within this state regarding this issue, and everyone has a different idea of how things should be done. And I appreciate that. You know, I just want the right thing to be done. And the right thing to be done actually would be to file an injunction. And you know, some people said, well, we want to look at the, you know, printouts of, you know, the voter rolls. And I said, well, we barked up that tree last time with six candidates. Remember, they sued in order to see, I think it was out of White Pine County in that area. It wasn't like they were asking for, you know, a billion ballots. They were asking for a very small segment.
It was like a couple of precincts.
It was a couple of counties. I think they wanted printouts from a couple counties. And this isn't Clark County either. These were remote counties with, you know, tens of thousands of votes instead of millions of votes or a million votes. So the judge said, nope, you don't have any right, I guess, to see the paper ballots that are held in storage down the street here. I guess they're just paperweights. I guess they're not evidence. And we can't see those darn ballots, according to some radical leftist judge.
Wow. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC joining us. She is back hot on the trail. Voter integrity is the issue.
Election integrity, voter fraud, voter integrity. I'm not going to stop talking about it. I will keep screaming about it until either I'm listened to and something has been done. Whichever happens first.
More coming up with Megan Barth as we continue. It is Monday. It's Cyber Monday. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, telling us about her amazing adventure at the Clark County Republican Party election held last week, and it was amazing at the Elks Lodge.
Great venue.
Oh, no. A big,
what a wonderful venue.
Big, huge venue. Yeah. It was fine, but there was a big crowd.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very crowded. You got a chance to speak.
I did.
Which I thought was great.
Thank you.
And explain what you explained to that crowd.
I held a picture up and passed it around, like I said, a poster board, where 15 people are registered at this two-bedroom, one-bath shack, like I said. I had also announced that Las Vegas is home to the oldest living human beings on the recorded planet, basically. We are home to the oldest living human beings on the planet, and these human beings went to the polls and voted. Three of them did. One of them voted by mail, I believe. And so that's something we found on the rolls, and that is really hard evidence because I said, you know, if they're missing this, then what else are they missing? I mean, if you can miss this. So I said, we either need to call Guinness Book of World Records. You know, if Ponce de Leon made it here, we must be sitting on the Fountain of Youth. But it's so glaringly obvious. And I'm telling you, this isn't like forensic analysis, okay? And it's not like we have a ton of eyes pouring through the rules, but we do. We have eyes pouring through the rules. And I was given a warning, which I thought was kind of weird. So I just kind of want to address it. If you're the person that said this, I appreciate the warning, but I think it's a little misplaced. And that is, if I talk bad about Barbara Zagaski, that I won't be popular. Well, I speak the truth. And the last time I checked, the truth isn't mean. It's simply truth. And, you know, I think that the disappointment I have in Barbara Zagaski is not one that comes from a personal animus. Okay? It is from an observer of politics. It's an observer and a student of policy. And I think that the policies by which we've embraced in this state, specifically signing a memorandum of understanding with the ACLU denying the Department of Motor Vehicles the right to check for citizenship when registering voters, is an issue. And so that those types of actions resulting in policy or affecting policy, I am disappointed with. And I will call it out to Democrats, and I will call it out equally to Republicans.
I know we've talked a lot with the Republican National Committee and their attitude towards the integrity of the vote, voter fraud, et cetera. Have you reached out at all to the RNC?
What I can say about the RNC, or the Republican Party GOP, rather, is that they also signed a memorandum of understanding with the Democrat Party that just expired this last January that did not allow us to really have a heavy presence at the polls due to some sort of voter intimidation concerns. So we've signed a lot of bad memorandums of understanding for reaching across the... See what happens when you reach across the aisles? You get totally shafted. And so I think that the RNC is listening. I'll put it that way. They need to be listening because really they're our only saving grace to do something about it that would have the legal fortitude and, I believe, the need. Because if we don't start cleaning up the voter rolls through audits... I mean, why wouldn't you want to have your voter rolls audited? What would you be hiding? It's interesting when you look at California, for example. San Diego used to have 120% more people on the rolls than alive. This year, they had 138% more people on the rolls.
But every time you talk about purging votes, you end up with Stacey Abrams on national TV claiming that this is voter intimidation, that this is in some way... trying to suppress the vote.
Well,
stick around.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere.
Okay.
You're a captive. stick around. More to do. By the way, that message goes for you, too. We'll come back. We'll also get some calls in our next segment. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's called Live and Local Now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and Local Now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's Live and Local Now. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. As all of us are trying to pick up the pieces and figure out what in God's name happened during the midterms. Do you have any better perspective today than you did a week ago?
Yeah, I do. But regarding Stacey Abrams, right before we went to break, asked, you know, the Dems always cry racism and voter suppression and disenfranchisement. Yet they're the first ones that want illegal aliens to vote. So really, who's disenfranchising voters? They're already, you know, normalizing illegal immigration, right? And they're already normalizing the fact that, well, they contribute, they should vote. They're only going to vote in school board elections in San Francisco. Oh, yeah, right. How are they controlling that? Oh, they're only going to vote in city elections in, you know, a suburb of D.C. or whatever. Oh, okay, yeah, right. So they're already normalized. Incrementalism, right? They chip away and chip away and chip
little
away.
Little by little.
Little by little.
Yeah.
Where in the Constitution does it say an illegal alien has the right to vote? It doesn't. Okay? So the first party that's actually disenfranchising citizen voters are the Democrats. Secondly, racism. How then did 11% of blacks vote for Brian Kemp? They got to the polls. They weren't disenfranchised. And, you know, I see this voter operation that the Dems so have run, you know, on incompetency, right? It's always, she was just incompetent. Well, my God, that operation was nearly just perfect. It's amazing how an incompetent person could have put such together the logistics to pull off the Broward fraud, but also the other fraud. It's a template of fraud that the Democrats have created.
Well, but you even point out that here in Nevada,
yeah,
where we have, what, four 115-year-old people?
Yeah. And three of them went to the polls.
I mean, that's incredible.
Now, you would think it would be like national news. Like, you know, maybe Jim Acosta could make it out here and be like, hey, Hazel, how was it to vote for Roosevelt or whatever? And you know, this is your 80th election you voted in. How does it feel? Something. But no. Like I said, if we're catching something like that, A, why aren't the people in charge catching these things? B, what else are they missing? I mean, if you can miss something this glaringly obvious, I mean, it might as well just be a neon. And anyone could find it. I mean, the rolls are public. You know, the only thing that we don't have access to, of course, are birth records and Social Security numbers. And, of course, death records. And so, you know, those types of documents are usually used to clean up the rolls. But if these people are on the rolls, then what was the last purge about?
Should we be? And by the way, this is something that doesn't happen all the time and in every jurisdiction. But should we be constantly purging votes or voters?
Yeah. Don't mix those two up. No, we should never purge votes unless they were illegally cast. But we need to maintain clean voter rolls, and there are laws according to that. Unfortunately, HAVA, I think, is one of the worst laws ever passed.
Help America Vote Act.
Yeah, HAVA. Doesn't that sound great? Help.
It sounds harmless.
Yeah. So it's not. But nonetheless, that was passed in a crisis, you know, when all bad legislation is passed in a crisis after the Hanging Chad incident in Florida. We had a rush to do legislation. And that's what the Democrats do. They create a crisis or wait for a crisis so they can rush to pass bad legislation. That's why they're just gnawing at gun control. But nonetheless, you see this operation that the Democrats have created, busing people to the polls. Even Next Gen, run by Tom Steyer, the billionaire, had a bus parked at UNLV with a red carpet and were taking students to the polls in a nonpartisan manner, even though we all know Tom Steyer is a radical socialist.
And he spent $2.4 million
correct.
In this state.
So that get out the vote operation, I think, and get to the polls operation, actually, could be transferred to get voter ID. Get your new national voter ID that's subsidized by the federal government. All you need to do is go to your local DMV or whatever and pick up your citizen voter ID. And these Tom Steyers of the world who have red carpets can roll out the red carpet for all the citizens of this country that want to go prove that they can legally vote at the polls each and every time.
But you know they won't.
But they can, see, and this is how you fight the left. It's amazing that they can get people to the polls. Why couldn't they just get people to go get an ID?
Well, and that's
we can even
set
up ID polling stations. It would be wonderful.
Well,
ID stations.
Conceivably, I mean, how many ATMs do we have out there? And all you do is you put a card in, and it reads the chip,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you pull out $500. My daily limit's about $45, but other than that, I mean, if you could do that for ATMs, why can't you do that for voting?
Yeah, and why can't you use ITIN numbers against the voter rolls as well? Because you can't tell me that there aren't illegal aliens on the voter rolls because not one state checks for illegal aliens on the voter rolls. And it's just another layer of security. And this is really a security issue because our voices are our vote, our power is our vote. And our power is being taken away by the people, number one, that don't have a legal right to be here and don't have a legal right to vote. and those that want every vote counted. No matter if they find the votes in provisional ballots, or they find the votes in Avis rental cars, or if they find the votes in hallways of high schools.
Look at this closet. Look at this closet.
Yeah.
We just found a box full of votes.
Right. And these provisional ballots, man, this year was the year. I know it's the year of the woman, but it should be the year of the provisional ballot, because people were breaking records with these provisional ballots.
And by the way, and it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Yeah. And so if the RNC wants to win another election, they better make this a priority for 2020.
And you have been talking to, or you will be talking to, the RNC? You might be talking to? I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
Let's talk about stuff you can talk about.
Okay.
Because you're looking at it right across the street here. That is McCarran International Airport. 43 million people come through there every year.
I know where this is going.
Except now, they're talking about renaming it Harry Reid International.
Yeah.
McCarran was supposedly an alleged anti-Semite, anti-Semitic language in his writings. And so they say, well, then we'll just undo it. Now they're talking about Harry Reid International Airport. The same Harry Reid that accused Mitt Romney of cheating on his taxes. And then when he found out that he'd been found out, Harry Reid said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? Okay. Harry Reid International Airport, you like it or hate it?
Yeah, this is the type of, what's the word for radio? Pond scum.
Oh, thank you.
That the Democrats, of course, would canonize. It says more about them than it does this state. And see, and this is what they're going to try. Don't be surprised if the Battleborn logo doesn't turn into the Harry Reid, you know, hucksters, whatever, you know. And so he's nothing but a shyster.
Well, Sisolak, supposedly at the county level, he is still the commission chairman.
Yeah.
And he's already talking about this.
Of course. Oh, yeah, and then Ivana Kasela, whatever her name is, Ivana Kasela, she couldn't wait to run and put in the abortion anytime bill. Let's rip the babies apart at any given point, because that's so important to the Vegas economy. We need to make sure that babies are aborted whenever the mother wants to abort, even if it's in the last day of her 36th week. It doesn't matter. That's what the Democrats are doing, destroying lives as they always have.
Wow. You're
canonizing Harry Reid. You know, I wonder what the Bundys would say about Harry Reid. And I don't know that they can just willy-nilly change the airport. I think they can. A supermajority change the airport, or does that have to go through some federal something?
Don't know.
Yeah, this is so important to the Democrats. It's naming the airports and abortion on demand. That's the first two things they're coming out with swinging. Wonderful.
The president is in, let's see, today he's going to be in Mississippi, where he's going to make two speeches in a state that has traditionally been as red can be.
Mm-hmm.
We're now being told that maybe that race is tightening up. I don't think it is.
I don't know what to think anymore. Hopefully Mississippi has good voter integrity laws. I mean, you know, because nothing would surprise me anymore. I mean, we had California, Orange County went blue, but that was weeks later, you know, at least a week after the election, they finally found enough votes, 900 of them, to flip a couple counties.
Isn't that wild? That's just amazing to me that so many of these places, I mean, Orange County, Reagan Republicans for decades, and now all of a sudden it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure whether that's just blue via voter integrity or the lack of same, or whether there's something else in play. You have any ideas?
Well, I think it's a combination of many things. You know, I think it's not just not one, or it's just not the other. I think that all the elections, quite frankly, are suspect just because of the amount of inherent fraud in many of the systems. You know, it's a process that has no checks and balances, really. Like, there is no quality control. I mean, we saw that there wasn't even really a chain of command of the ballots in Broward, and just ballots appearing 500,000 in Arizona. I mean, that to me, as a process person, having a small engineering background, something's out of control. And when something's out of control, that's when bad things are going to happen. And then, of course, I don't think that, you know, in California, the GOP has been a dying breed. The counties and the parties suffer financially. Hello, Clark County. You know, this I've been screaming about this for 2 years that, you know, the Californians are coming. The Californians are coming, you know, like Paul Revere, the modern day Paul Revere. And I am watching exactly what they did in California to the T to turn that entire state blue. And they're doing it in Nevada. And that's why I am such a staunch advocate for voter rolls, because they're like locusts. They escape from wherever they hate because of the high taxes. They take their double pensions or whatever they've accrued, but while living off of everybody else. And then they move to the low tax states, and then they vote all the taxes in. I mean, we see this time and time again. It's a pattern. And so if we don't get control of the pattern and the message, we will end up like California. Nonetheless, so supposedly suburban women had a problem with Trump. And so I guess suburban women are thinking with their uteri instead of their brains.
Wow. Final 90 seconds. You have been very, very busy.
Yeah.
You're going to be busy. What's on your plate over the next week or so?
I'm so excited. I'm glad you asked, because I would have forgot. I am speaking at the American Priorities Conference. It's in D.C., December 6th to the 8th. I was invited to speak on voter fraud, election integrity, and I'll be speaking with J. Christian Adams. Very excited about that. More information will be coming out as far as the time and exact date. I mean, getting Christian on a schedule is like nailing Jell-O to a wall, you know? It's
just understood. Like, understood.
So I'm very excited about that. That's next week. And we're just really ramping up for 2020.
I'll tell you what, let's do it. See if we can squeeze in one call.
Oh, okay.
In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know, the 2006 Real ID Act, which I guess by your birthday in 2020, you have to have that in order to board airplanes or federal buildings and stuff. But it does not include voter a requirement for voting. So why doesn't Donald Trump take and make a executive order requiring this this Real ID Act to be required for voting? Is that
I think
a
it's
solution?
A great idea. I think it is a solution, but not all. And Bob, that's a great point. Thank you for reminding me, because I think every state has to become compliant. However, I think some states have opted out. I have to look into it a little bit more. But you're absolutely right, because what you have to get that real ID is you have to present all of the requirements to prove you're a citizen and where from, you know? Like, that's why you have to use it to get on board of an airplane. It's a level of security that we should give to our election system, absolutely.
What do you think of a national, and it's similar, mm-hmm. but a national voter ID?
Yeah.
Government provides for them?
Saying. Yeah.
Okay.
The subsidized national voter ID.
Nobody has to buy one?
No. And I'm not for subsidies. But in order to chop the knees off of the left, because they're going to say, well, people can't afford it. Well, people can't get there. Well, how do they do? You know, every excuse known to mankind. Well, if you can get, you already got buses. The SEIU's got buses. The ACLU's got buses. Tom Steyer's got buses. We see always see the buses. Buses here, buses there. Well, if they can get buses here, buses there, they can get it to whatever national voter ID pickup point is within the radius of their community. They can make them at polling stations.
But what if you're 115 years old? We got a bunch of them.
Yeah. But they can lead the way.
Megan, always fun having you. Thank you so much, dear. You safe travels. I know you're going to be traveling. You're going to be doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I'll be gone
safe
this
travels
week, next
and,
week.
Are you going to be with us by phone next week?
I will.
Okay.
No, wait.
No,
no.
Will,
I'll be in studio next week.
Oh,
yeah, I will be.
She'll be back.
I'll be back.
She'll be back. Anyway, thanks so much. We'll safe travels, and we'll
Thank
see you next week.
Okay.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. She's everywhere. She's everywhere. Stick around. We got a lot to do. We'll get some of your calls coming up on the other side. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's how you reach us as we continue live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, we'll see if I survive my first MRI. I've got a bad shell. I've got a rotator cuff. I don't pitch. Major League Baseball or anything, but I have a bad shoulder. And I've carried this around for about, 6 months, 3 months, something like that, and it's just not getting any better. They've tried cortisone shots and things like that. And again, don't want to get a cut on, but they're going to do an MRI today. So I've never had an MRI. And this is that open MRI. It's not the closed one. I'm claustrophobic, and I'd be absolutely horrible trying to do that. There was a story late Friday, Black Friday, and it was a report from the government on global warming. And apparently it was that, the sky is falling and it's the end of the world and, it's going to put us into, financial Armageddon, and all because of global warming. The Trump administration buried it on Friday, Black Friday, not on the day before a holiday, in the middle of the holiday. And Brian Stelter, it's cut three, criticized Fox News for a lack of coverage. Boy, if there is anybody that is guilty of a lack of coverage of various stories important to the right, it would be CNN. Now you've got a story important to the left. And Brian Stelter, who is the... In fact, you know what? I don't think I'm going to have time to get this in. Am I going to have time to get this in? I'm not, am I? Darn it. Anyway, he criticized Fox News. And I'm so disappointed I can't bring this. We may hold this over till tomorrow. But this is the quintessential story about burying a story either before a holiday or, in this particular case, during a holiday. The fact is that the president doesn't believe in it. Fox News didn't give a lot of coverage to it. It's a pretty dry story other than, ooh, our government will collapse because of global warming. Yeah, that it's all going to be because of global warming. And the president, did you see the president over the weekend talking about record low temperatures all across the nation? Now, I think he was doing that tongue-in-cheek. No, he was. He was doing it tongue-in-cheek. Anyway, I'll see if I can bring this to you tomorrow, okay? I just ran out of time. It happens from time to time. Till I guess next time I won't be bringing you my stories of MRIs. Although tomorrow I may tell you about it. Interesting experience. We'll see. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Look inside, let the sound take you away. Last night I only let it slip, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took the lamp away. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs.